Hussain from the London Islamic Network for the Environment.
Hi. So, firstly, I'd just really like to begin. I can only begin by sharing my deep appreciation for the Campaign Against Climate Change, who have pioneered mass street political demonstrations against climate change and have been an inspiration to us, the London Islamic Network for the Environment, allowing us a vehicle to express our passion, our anger, and our hope, and have also facilitated our networking into a wider climate movement. So thank you to the Campaign Against Climate Change. And now I'd like to share two challenges that I feel face in today's world. There are many, but I'd like to share two. The first is the question of relevance, where faiths have historically been crucial in instances of transformation in history. And there's a danger of faiths losing their relevance, of being a set of rituals that serve only the ritual, where instead of serving the essence of faith, serving wholeness. So I think there needs to be a revival where the rituals can serve wholeness. And one of the essence of Islam, and I'm sure of many faiths, is this very same principle. In Islam, it's called Tawheed, and it's the first part of the first pillar of Islam. And in serving this, essence, if we are to manifest it, it's to lead to political action, to personal action, and community action. And when we see climate change, we see it as being something that comes out of what is fragmented, something that is completely other than from wholeness. Fragmented policies, going and putting money into wars when it should be put into dealing with climate change and other issues. And another challenge that I see coming up for faith is this entity that promises us eternal happiness. Some would call it a religion in itself, and that is capitalism. Able to dress in clothes, green clothes, and now also dressing in the clothes of religion, serving itself, serving economic growth, serving a fictitious economy that's eating away at the earth's resources and polluting. And so wearing the clothes of faith, it's taking us away from solution to climate change. So I need to round off now and just quickly share two developments. In the USA, where there is very little activity amongst the Muslims there, there's now a green movement developing, a green Muslim movement. And they have been an inspiration. They're starting small, but they've been an inspiration to us. So keep an eye out for them. And the second thing is something that we've developed, the London Islamic Network for the Environment has developed, and is working with St. Ethelberger Center for Reconciliation and Peace. It involves the concept of fasting as a way of diving in, tapping into that soul force, and using the historical way in which fasting's been used by people in history to create personal transformation and economic transformation and community building. So I just wanted to share these things very briefly. So thank you very much. Keep up the pressure. See you soon.